It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today we're joined with Lucy Patton. She's the Senior Marketing Manager at the Peel Compton Foundation. Lucy, nice to talk to you for the very first time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pete. I'm excited to be here. Peel Compton Foundation has been around since 1991, and our mission is really to connect the community through nature, education, recreation, and preservation. And we do this by providing some pretty amazing spaces in Northwest Arkansas.
What are some things coming up this spring that have really got you intrigued?
Open right now, we're doing our hanging basket sale, and they're each $20, and that will be going on now through May 6th, and people can pick them up the 7th and the 8th, and that is also like a contactless pickup. So also we kind of adjusted that to COVID as well. We do have Peel Mansion Museum and Heritage Gardens, and that's where people can really take a stroll, enjoy the gardens. We actually have garden tours coming up May 4th through 7th because we've done a lot of work over there. So if people are interested in learning more about the gardens, they can learn from our gardener, Laura, and what all she did there. You can also obviously go in and see the history of the site. At Compton Gardens, people probably know it because it's so close to downtown Bentonville, right off the square. And we're always loving to see the bloom, so it's definitely a great time to see that. But other than that, yes, we do have our newer sites, which is the Kohler Mountain Bike Preserve, and that was completed in 2020, and we have over 17 miles of mountain bike trail, and that's for every skill level. So it's a really great opportunity for those interested in maybe like learning about how to ride a mountain bike. Maybe they want to learn yoga for cyclists. We have so many programs available, and they're really diverse in their offerings. And if people maybe aren't into the mountain bike scene, not everyone is, you can definitely enjoy our greenway system that runs throughout. And we'll continue to have programming that involves families and different things coming up this summer. And in addition, we do have a lot of things going on at Peel Compton Foundation. We do have Osage Park that's opening up this summer. We're really excited about it. I hope everyone follows us on Facebook and Instagram. We'll have 3 food trucks, which we're really excited about. That's Yiyo's, Cracker Jack, and Java Dudes, all on site. If you're familiar with Bentonville, it's right next to Klein Bentonville. We're going to have pickleball courts, a concert space for summer concert series. We'll have everything from a wetland system. And then the big push we're excited about, which we're opening up in our second phase, will be our state-of-the-art archery range, which is called the Quiver. And yeah, and that will have membership options for families and also 20 lanes where people can rent them out. So it's something that's super new to the area, and we're excited to be a part of it. A
lot of stuff on deck for the Peel Compton Foundation this spring and summer.
Yes.
Speaking with Lucy Patton, the website, that's peelcompton.org, P-E-E-L Compton.org. Anything else we need to know about?
Spring is here. We're really seeing our spaces come alive. And if everyone can just follow us on social media, each space has their own social media. So if you're interested in a specific area, if you want to follow all of them, we have a Facebook and Instagram for each. And all that can also be found on our website.
Very, very cool. Lucy, thanks so much for letting us know what's on the horizon with the Peel Compton Foundation.
Yes, thank you, Pete.
The Community Spotlight and KUAF. Local matters.